This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
You may have seen this phenomenon of Israelis from their military posting videos of their genocide and massacres and destruction on TikTok, often dancing, singing, cheering, having a great time, wearing costumes, wearing Santa hats, and literally blowing up apartment buildings, schools, mosques, and doing all manner of destruction. Literally cheering as they send missiles into residential complexes. But just 2 days ago, they posted a video, and I've seen videos similar, actually. They posted a video of themselves blowing up one of the largest universities in Gaza. And they openly bragged that it took 350 different bombs that they set off inside of the university. And it was, in essence, like a planned implosion. And they cheered and they were happy. But yesterday, somebody in the White House press room asked the White House about it. And I want to tell you what they said. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Two days ago in Gaza, an event that can only be described as a planned implosion or planned explosion, a planned detonation, happened at the University of Gaza, one of the largest universities in Gaza, and one of the last remaining universities in Gaza. They've all been destroyed. They've all been imploded, exploded. It's happened like this over and over again. But something about the video that was filmed and posted on TikTok 2 days ago by members of the Israeli military, something about it just struck a nerve in people. And you never know. Like, I've seen videos just like that 100 times, where they've blown up every kind of building and home and center and sacred space you can imagine. That, I mean, it was just like this. But in this one, they were descriptive. And they said, we placed 300 bombs inside of the university to create the explosion that you are about to see. And, they counted back from 10. And they blew up the entire University of Gaza. And basic people that saw it said, well, couldn't have been dangerous because you went in there and planted all of the explosives and set the building up, for this detonation. Whatever was going on there, it couldn't have still been going on. Why then did you actually blow it up? And for those of us that have been tracking and following this genocide for the past 100 plus days, we know they blew it up to be destructive. They blew it up to cause despair. They did not blow it up because it was a military training center. They didn't blow it up because there were members of Hamas inside. They blew it up to be destructive. They blew it up because they're trying to completely destroy Gaza, which is what ethnic cleansing and genocide looks like. And the only difference this time was finally a White House correspondent that was in the press room asked the State Department officials and the spokespeople, like, have you seen this video? Because if you haven't, I can show it to you. It's pretty widely available. This is what the reporter was saying. Have you seen the video of Israel completely destroying the entire University of Gaza? And the White House official said, yes, I've seen it. And the member of the press pushed him and said, not pushed him literally, but pressed him and said, well, do you have nothing to say about it at all? Like, are you okay with it? And he cornered him. And he did his very best to not condemn it, to basically allow it to stand. And the White House press correspondent continued to push and push and say, but how could you not call this out when we've seen you call out the attacks on civilian buildings and institutions all over the world for years and years and years? And suddenly you now have nothing to say. And it just exposed the complete hypocrisy of everything. That in so many ways, Palestinian lives don't matter to this White House. And like, that's not a revelation. This is the White House that's sending the bombs and funding the genocide and defending it on every corner. But even when they're pressed, even when they've been cornered by smart reporters, they refuse to back down. They refuse to call the most despicable things you could ever see the most despicable things you could ever see. And instead, the White House staff member said, hey, listen, Israel is a very close friend. Israel is our closest ally. And in essence, because they're our close friend, we're not going to say anything negative about them publicly right now. And with that, they continue to co-sign the genocide, to co-sign ethnic cleansing. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is openly saying that Israel will control everything from the river to the sea. He's literally saying this, saying everything from the Jordan River to the Red Sea is ours, which is literally what got Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib censured in the Congress. It's what got Mark Lamont Hill fired from CNN for simply saying Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Now, Israelis are saying, and including Benjamin Netanyahu, and it's just fine. This is where we are right now. The hypocrisy is on full display. Be right back here on Monday. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum.